Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. As I said earlier, my name is Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, which can be heard Sunday mornings right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 at 7 a.m. and on 32 other stations around the state. And we're sitting in for Andrew and Jack and Miss Sam today for our Memorial Day special. Sixth year in a row that we've done this, and we're having a lot of fun visiting with lots of folks. And my special co-host this hour is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shelledo. Commissioner, welcome back to the radio show.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
Commissioner, you've been a frequent guest on Minnesota Military Radio, and I think we've been able to use that to talk about all the programs and services and homes and everything going on at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to take care of our veterans and their families.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I need to get a briefing from you every now and then just to make sure I get everything under control. No, yes, but thank you for all that you do. I got to listen to you from Kuwait, correct?
Yes, sir. We had a quick trip to Kuwait. That's a long way to go for two or three little radio shows.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, just the impact that it has that people like yourself make that effort. And the serving our troops crew is still there and brought back a lot of memories.
Well, and our soldiers really appreciated the fact that we were able to put them on the radio back here in the Twin Cities. People remembered them. And of course, we served 2,700 steaks, and some of those soldiers ate two or three.
Wow. That's dangerous because those are big steaks.
Well, they were hungry guys, and they're doing a great job over there in really kind of bad conditions, 111 degrees, wind, dust everywhere. But they find a way to do it, and they smile, and they get their jobs done and do it safely, and they get home. And that's part of what we're talking about today. Memorial Day, we're trying to remember those service members who died in service to their country. But we also have to remember all those service members serving all over the world, and some of them in very, just terrible conditions, sir.
Yes, we call it normal.
Normal. Commissioner, you've had a busy weekend. Yesterday down in Preston, Minnesota, there was a dedication ceremony.
Yes, Minnesota has opened its second veteran cemetery, state-owned or operated cemetery at Preston. It's in the bluffs down there, adjacent to the Root River. It's for those that deer hunt, it's prime deer hunting area. For those that love to fish, it's next to one of the nation's leading trout streams, and it's just absolutely beautiful. The weather was excellent. It was cool enough. No one was overly hot. The sun was out. A little sprinkle every now and then just to keep your attention, but nothing got wet.
Did you have a great turnout, sir?
Well, the biggest problem we had was parking. There was just no place to park. That whole facility with all the roads that went around it were packed on both sides. It was well attended, exceeded my expectations, and I had some high expectations. So it was surreal. I mean, everything, it was just meant to be. The sky was beautiful. We had the flyover. And all of a sudden, it was supposed to be there, and all of a sudden, you heard this little noise in the background, and they flew over in precision right on dead center over the flagpole, and then the bomber, the three escort planes with the bomber taking off to the side, and it came back over again right over the flagpole.
And Jerry Kaiser from the Honor Flights took care of that and with the T-6 flyovers, and they did a good job.
Yeah, it was... You couldn't have planned it any better. I mean, it was meant to be. I mean, there was some divine guidance that was going on that day. It was so. It's going to be they're going to be very, very busy because they wanted to open it last November, and they do have two burials there. Then the two mayors of the town that were instrumental in getting the cemetery there. And then they postponed it to make sure everything's ready. And now they have a backlog, and they'll be busy doing services out there.
And Commissioner, as you know, we've had Brad Lindsay and Dave Swantek on Minnesota Military Radio to talk about that Preston Cemetery several times. So if our listeners today want to go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, up in the search device, put in the Preston Veterans Cemetery. They can listen to those podcasts and learn all about it And we've taken to calling it on my show, the Arlington of the Midwest, because of the rolling hills, and it's supposed to be just beautiful. I've got to get down there and see it, sir.
Well, actually, the design team, when they were doing the initial work, were really eager, and they put their hearts and souls into it because they view this as their cover to their corporate brochure as to the work that they do. It is that good.
Commissioner, I know that you wanted to tell me a story about Memorial Day over in Europe.
Well, yes, it wasn't actually, it wasn't on Memorial Day, but as we, you know, celebrate Memorial Day and so forth, a lot of times and even myself have criticized that people forget what it's all about. And my wife and I happened to be in Sofia, Bulgaria for a conference. It was part of, because we have state partnerships, like Minnesota's a partner with Croatia. And we got there a day early, and so we're walking about, and all of a sudden a siren goes off, just a large, weather siren we'd have here in the States. And I look down, because we're up on a bluff, and looking down on what I would say is the equivalent to I-94, every car stopped on the interstate, if you will. They got out. They all faced the same direction. And this went on for about four minutes. Then it stopped. They all got back in the car, and they took off, or left. But that's what their Remembrance Day did. Now, I was thinking to myself, logistically, how could we do that in Minneapolis or St. Paul? How could we get every citizen to stop, get out of their car, and pay respect in the middle of the activities that they're doing?
Commissioner, I'm visualizing traffic pileups like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to work.
And I go like, wow, that was just kind of something. But irregardless of what side of the fence you're on, remembering because the military is just a tool, a political tool, if you will, that oftentimes referred to as the tool of last resort, but it was very, very powerful.
Commissioner, I know you've got some strong feelings about Memorial Day that go way back to Vietnam.
As a young troop in Vietnam, I was out there, and the events like Memorial Day and Thanksgiving in particular, Christmas in particular, this is the loneliest time of my life was like Christmas, but in each of those, I kind of said, Lord, if you can get me through to Memorial Day, I promise I will always do something, work on Memorial Day. And then it was Thanksgiving, and then it was Christmas, and the good Lord took care.
Lord, just get me out of this one.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what it was. And it's, so it's.
And you've worked on Memorial Day ever since.
Yeah, because, and again, when people don't realize the impact it has until you're away from family. Family's the center of gravity of so many things, and being over there, especially by yourself in many ways, because we're in a very isolated unit, you learn the things that you really do miss.
Commissioner, we're going to have some special guests on this hour that you work with quite closely. In the next segment, we're going to talk to the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and then we'll have the state commander on a little later in the show from the American Legion and the state commander from the DAV. So we're going to have plenty of guests to talk about Memorial Day and the things that are going on. We have to take a short break, sir, and need to remind you that this Memorial Day special broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, sitting in for Jack and Andrew on Up and Adam in the Morning, along with Miss Sam. They'll be back tomorrow morning. And my special co-host this hour has been Commissioner Larry Shelleto from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And, Commissioner, you told us that story about Vietnam where just let me out of this one and I'll work every Memorial Day. And today you're here for this hour, and then you're going to head out to the Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
That is correct. Be there for that, and then after that, I'm going to be heading over to the Minneapolis Veterans Home for their annual or their Memorial Day events also.
So the event at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery is 10 a.m. Programs at the intersection of Park Avenue and Mallon Road on the cemetery grounds, and the speaker is retired Brigadier General Joe Kelly, who the commissioner knows quite well. He was your assistant adjutant general at one time.
An excellent speaker.
He'll do a good job. We talked to him early this morning, and then the Minnesota Veterans Home ceremony is today at, is it start at noon, and it's at 1:30? Is that it, sir?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I have on my schedule here that it's at 1:30, but I thought I heard.
Well, that's the assemble, yeah, 1:30, 2 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so you could get there a little early for that one, and that is at the Minneapolis Veterans Home, and we don't have the new bridge built, so there's only one way in and out of there now, right, sir?
That is correct. That's correct.
Did the state legislature give us the money for that bridge?
That got lost in the session this time. No.
So maybe special session they'll come back to that.
I sure hope so.
Commissioner, you've told us a little bit about Memorial Day and your experience in Vietnam, but are there other ways that Memorial Day has impacted your life?
Well, you know, like I say earlier, the experiences in Vietnam and Memorial Day were always important. But as you know, I was adjutant general for 7 years when the starting in 2003, and I've deployed on my signature over 20,000 people overseas. We've buried over 20 of them, and yes, it impacts me significantly. The sons and daughters, getting to know the families. You've been involved with our Gold Star program, so it's personal. It is more personal than a lot of people could realize. So
we remember every day, but Memorial Day is a day to remember those who've fallen in service to our country.
That is correct. And the quality of the people who stepped forward to serve our country when it called is exceptional. And so if I sometimes get frustrated, if Memorial Day, I wish everyone would really understand and appreciate the true meaning of Memorial Day rather than it's, okay, I got things like a 1 minute pause during the day doesn't cut it with me.
Well, sir, we've been talking about it all morning, so hopefully some of our listeners will think about it and think about those people and their family and their friends that we've lost. But now, sir, we need to talk a little bit about taking care of the veterans, those who made it back. And joining us to talk about that is Lisa Klenk. She's the Sibley County Veteran Service Officer and the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, Lisa, how many County Veteran Service Officers do we have in Minnesota?
Well, CVSOs, we have about 85, and then assistant CVSOs, we have almost, I think, about 34, 35, to be exact, because it's a little hazy because we get some more, and they've been hiring some more. So it's a great, great thing that we have as many as we do.
And your mission as a County Veteran Service Officer is to take care of our veterans here in Minnesota.
Correct, to serve the veterans and the families of the state of Minnesota and ensure that they get the benefits that they have earned. And I think Commissioner Salato says it's very important, you know, the whole point of, you know, Memorial Day and remembrance. And for us, our job doesn't end when the soldier passes on. It continues with the family. And it's so important that we reach out to those individuals and ensure they know that they're not left alone.
And Lisa, for our weekday listeners, you were on yesterday, and we were talking about some changes in the way the VA healthcare system is reacting to Agent Orange, which affected a lot of our Vietnam veterans. And the best point to make from that interview is, even if you're a Vietnam veteran and you've never talked to the VA, you've never talked to a county veteran service officer, get your DD-214, go visit your county veteran service officer, and just sit down and have a chat with them. They may be able to help you.
Yes, it's so important. I think people don't realize just the interactions of different illnesses and diseases. Some of them aren't even aware of them. I think, you know, in some instances, the Vietnam era folks are, you know, there's two. There's ones that are willing to walk in, and there's some that aren't willing to walk in. And it takes the prodding. It takes the family to get them in through the door. But when they do finally get through the door and realize what's available to them, I think they're very gracious for and grateful for the fact that we're here and able to assist them. And I think it's very amazing what the state of Minnesota does is ensure that every county has a veteran service officer. And that state statute is so important. There's not many states that require that like we do. I mean, I think we're one of a handful.
And Commissioner, you work very closely with the county veteran service officers, don't you, at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs?
It's in my best interest. Yes, it is. In fact, we support them as best we can through our supporter troops license place, for example. We give them some extra dollars to get some of the things the county won't do. We require they meet the certification standards, and working with Lisa and her predecessors has been just a real treat. It's a well-run, well-disciplined organization, and a lot of great pride that they take. And those veterans are her veterans, their veterans, and we just work very, very hard to make sure they have the resources to take care of them.
And that's a great point, Commissioner, because through the Association of Veteran Service Officers, they're always training so that they know where all the resources are, and they're really a first point of contact for our veterans. And we've said this on Minnesota Military Radio 100 times if we've said it once, but if you're a veteran here in the state of Minnesota, go find your DD-214. Go visit with your county veteran service officer. You may not need him today, but you may need him later, and your family may need him. And even if you can't find your DD-214, Lisa can probably find it for them. Right, Lisa? Lisa, are you still with us?
I am. I'm hearing some music in the background, but I am still here.
All right.
Oh, yeah, but I'll answer that question for Lisa. Yes, we can. We have kind of, remember when you got a kind of bonus when you came back from Vietnam?
Did we get a bonus, sir?
Yeah, there's a token little bonus,
okay.
Like $100. And one of the primary reasons for doing that was you had to submit your DD-214 in order to get that.
So then it was on file.
So it was on file. We have them on file. So it's gone through all the technologies, but now you can call our office and they right on the computer can pull it up if we have it. But again, if your DD-214 goes back to your state of entry, you know, so it's we get a lot. Of, I mean, we're getting calls from Illinois and Alabama and so forth. It says, well, we're not the feds. We are the state of Minnesota.
Lisa, we just got about a minute left. Do you have anything special you're working on for Memorial Day?
No, I am going to actually go to the Memorial Day program here in my town in Winthrop, and I'm very excited to be a part of that process and going to support them today and in my own town. And so I'm kind of excited about that. And, you know, thanks to, you know, our men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice and to the families that, you know, have given that up. And it's just like you know, Commissioner Sellota says, it's so important that today we remember, and not for a second, but for the day, and continue to keep those individuals and their families in our prayers. So thank you so much for having me today.
Lisa, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye.
That was Lisa Klink, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Sibley County Service Officer. Commissioner, we have to go to a break, but on the way to break, I just want to mention that if you want to nominate a veteran, you have until Friday, June 3rd, for the Minnesota Humanities Center's Veteran Voices Awards, which recognizes and amplifies Minnesota veterans who served honorably and are making extraordinary community contributions. Nominate actively engaged former or current military service members into one of two categories, On the Rise, 40 and Under, or Legacy, over 40, and you can do that at mnhum.org/vets. This is our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with the Department American Legion Commander and Commissioner Shelledo.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. my hair's turning white. My neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and this hour my co-host has been Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and he's had a busy weekend down to the new Preston State Cemetery yesterday, and he's with us this morning. He's going off to the Fort Snelling National Cemetery for the 10 o'clock program, and then he's going to be over at the Minneapolis, Minnesota Veterans Home for more programs.
Yeah.
And Commissioner, you know, some people, some of our listeners get these dates confused. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, they don't quite know how to focus. Can you enlighten us on that?
Yes, the Memorial Day is dedicated to our fallen comrades, those who have passed, died in defense and support of our country. They have passed, all veterans. Veterans Day is recognizing all veterans, and I'd like to kind of compare the two a little bit, because it's not uncommon, for example, a veteran in the late 70s, 80s saying, well, you know, I didn't never got deployed. I was, you know, back home. Well, I've always kind of said, and somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but serious also, is if there's a war to be fought, I would prefer it be a Cold War, you know, versus the hot wars. So, but specifically, Memorial Day is dedicated to those who have fallen, and for the families to remember their loved ones who have served this country. And I hope that answers your question, but it's
very good,
different.
Sir. You indicated yesterday that down in Preston that there was a big turnout. You had the Minnesota Patriot Guard down there, but you had a lot of American Legion members down there as well.
Yes, they created the arc or half moon, but they marched in with all the flags. There's one of them carrying the flag. I would say it would have to be in his 80s minimum, carrying the flag, and he was stuttered a little bit. They tried to help him, but he said no. He kept going. So it was just phenomenal. They stood there. The colors were flying beautifully. And then even in the back was the Patriot Guard. Yeah, I know he had Doug Bly on, and they were there also. So there were more American flags flying there yesterday than I've seen in a long time.
Well, Commissioner, we've got a special guest joining us now. It's the Department Commander of the American Legion for the state of Minnesota, Jim Kellogg. Jim, are you there?
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Jim.
Well, thanks for having me.
Commissioner right. says you had a lot of people down to Preston yesterday.
Oh, it's wonderful. Awesome event.
Were you able to be there, Jim?
Certainly. Yeah, the auxiliary president and myself were both there.
Is
that? Along with a lot of Legion posts represented, including my own home post. I believe I did count about 26 different posts down there, at least. I might have missed one or two that were represented, Legion and BFWs, and they did an excellent job.
Is that Preston Cemetery as beautiful as they tell me, Jim?
Oh, you got to see it. It's very, very nice. Beautiful setting. You know, it's down in Bluff Country where eagles soar.
Jim, can you tell me what you might think about or what Memorial Day means to you?
Well, it's a day, as I've heard Commissioner Shelto say, it's a day that we stop. We hope we all stop and remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so we can enjoy and do what we do today. It's a day that, it's a day our youth, that their parents have taken the time to show them what this day is all about. And they're doing the right thing. Many of our youth today are visiting the cemeteries. They're there with high school bands and the like and doing the right thing. And these are the people that we look to carry on this day and remember it in the proper manner which it should be remembered in. Many of our cities have parades and gatherings, and you'll find the children lining the streets and remembering today, and their parents need to be accredited and recognized and thanked for starting these children out on a learning path to remember what this day is all about.
So Memorial Day is
our future.
So Memorial Day is a good day to sit down with your children or your grandchildren and tell them what the day is all about, and tell them about those members of the military service who have given the ultimate sacrifice to protect our freedoms here in America.
That certainly is. We see it, you know, those of us that take the time and do go visit the cemeteries and do the Memorial Day programs. And it's very, very much appreciated to see this youth here, to see the youth at these places. And like I said, they're our future. They're the ones that will carry this day forward. And as the commissioner spoke of the flags, it sure would be nice to see these flags out more than one or two days a year. I traveled all over the state of Minnesota this past year, and that's one thing I think we're kind of lacking in. And I think we need to see more of that. I think we need to see more of our businesses displaying the colors that gave them the ability to operate here in the land of the free because of the brave. And I'd like to see that. I'm a little disappointed as I travel around the state and see the lack of the presence of our flag every day of the year. And I think that's something that we could kind of look forward to maybe improving, and hoping that some of our businesses would display the flag more than they do, like I say, more than just one or two days out of the entire year.
We're speaking with Jim Kellogg, the American Legion Department Commander, on this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio. Jim, what events are the Legion hosting around the state today?
Oh, there's events at every cemetery. Many Legion posts spend the entire day visiting several cemeteries. They might take a short break at noon and then continue on for the afternoon. A lot of them started out with a flag raising this morning. Many of the activities are centered around also the many, many veterans memorials that have been built in our towns all over the state of Minnesota. As I travel, I see these, and I'd say it's a lot of time and money and effort has been put into construction of these memorials, and rightly so. And Minnesota can be very proud of all the memorials that they've established, a lot of them just back in recent years. And it's a good thing to see. But, yeah, there's programs. I'll be at Fort Snelling along with the commissioner and others this morning, and then we go on to the Minnesota Veterans Home there in Minneapolis and spend some time with our veterans today and enjoy a program and some camaraderie with our fellow veterans.
Commissioner, you also work very closely with the department commanders through the Commander's Task Force. So you know the commanders of the American Legion and the DAV and the VFW. And you've worked with Jim pretty closely this year.
Yes, they're my board of directors. That's what I refer to them. And they also, we work with them, and they create the legislative agenda. They validate it. And when you have the support of our 9 congressionally authorized veteran service organizations supporting things, that's significant. And Jim is correct. The amount of activity and so forth with the post, I've seen a resurgent. I mean, as you know, as a Vietnam veteran, this country chose for about 15, 20 years not to talk about it. And all of a sudden I see a resurgent. Probably one of the more common requests I get at our agency is, can you help us financially build a memorial, which we do not. We do not say that, no. But there's others that have done that. And the most common thing, and the thing that I do like, is that a lot of memorials are built based on pavers. They will just have little bricks with the name of a veteran. You know, so if you want to honor your grandfather or father or something, you can contribute to these memorials. So when Jim talks about the smaller towns having these memorials, it's just a spot where people can go and reflect and remember and gather on days like today.
Veterans memorials in small towns all over Minnesota, and they're beautiful. And Jim, any final thoughts for our listeners on Memorial Day?
Just enjoy your day and just remember why we are able to enjoy every day.
Jim, thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you have a great day.
Thank you. That was Jim Kellogg, the department commander for the American Legion here in Minnesota, on this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. When we come back, Commissioner, we'll be talking to the State Disabled American Veterans Commander, and we'll wrap up our hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Together. I've got some real estate here in my bag.
Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm Tom Lyons, and my co-host this hour is Commissioner Larry Shalito from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us now is the newly appointed commander of the DAV, Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, Mick Aguirre. Mick, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tom and Commissioner. Thank you for having me.
Mick, I'm sorry we've had you waiting for a little while, but it's been a busy hour. I understand you come from a long line of veterans.
Yes, sir. My dad came from a family of 15. He had 11 boys and 4 girls. And out of the 11 boys, 10 of them are veterans. And the only reason my one uncle couldn't join because he had polio. Otherwise, all 10 brothers served. They named a street after them over in St. Paul on the east side. It's called Aguirre Avenue. And the city proclaimed the day to honor my dad and my uncles and my whole family. And so Memorial Day has a special meaning for that.
So your family served from World War II to Korea to Vietnam, and they all made it back home safely.
That's correct. My dad and my uncles, and then all of our nephews now. I served in Vietnam. My other cousin did. And now my son went to Iraq. So the veterans causes and runs pretty deep.
And Mick, you've just been recently elected as the commander of the DAV of Minnesota. That's a pretty special veteran service organization that helps veterans all over the state, and your transportation program is a huge one.
Yes, Tom. We just got a national award for providing over 1.7 million miles transporting veterans back from their home to the medical centers, and we transport over 23,000 veterans in our transportation program, and we're looking forward to buying 5 more buses this year, and we bought 5 more last year, and putting them out in their different areas of the state to help the veterans get to their medical appointments.
And we've been watching that for the last 6 years on Minnesota Military Radio. You buy the vans, and then you get volunteer drivers from all over the state to help our veterans get to their medical appointments.
That's correct, Tom. And we're always looking for new ones because anybody can help as long as you get a physical until they do a background check. And anybody can volunteer. And we're just looking for to help the veterans out any way that we can. And this is one of our areas that we really exemplify the meaning of the Disabled American Veterans helping other veterans, men and women who are serving the service.
Well, Mick, we're looking forward to having you on the show several times next year, and I hope you have a great year and keep us up to date on all those vans and all the programs the Minnesota DAV is working on.
I thank you, Tom, and say hello to the commissioner there. I met him a couple of times. I look forward to seeing him today out at Fort Snelling.
All right, Mick, thanks for joining us today.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Amen. See you at Fort Snelling.
Commissioner, we've just got a couple of minutes left, but your board of directors, including the DAV, they all tie together, the VA healthcare system, the veteran service organizations, the county veteran service officers, programs and services at your place and the homes. There's a lot to pull together, and it's a big job.
And it happens because the veterans care about veterans. I mean, the DAV is just a classic example. When they were looking for drivers, you know, people said, well, okay, I'll try it. And once they do a drive or two, all of a sudden they just fall in love with it, helping other veterans. So the transportation system, and we had the national commander visit Minnesota, and he just kept shaking his head in awe of just what Minnesota's been able to do through the volunteer system, partnership with VA. It's a national model. The DAV has done an outstanding job.
Commissioner, we just about come to our end of our hour. We've got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Take time to reflect. Freedom's not free. I think that's the bottom line. And while we encourage you to enjoy the day, I think it's important, especially now with all the things going on all over the world, we need to realize just how important our freedom is and how we must protect it. I'll leave it at that.
For our listeners, in the next hour, we're going to get joined by a new co-host, Brigadier General John Jensen from the Minnesota National Guard, and we'll talk to the Governor and Senator Klobuchar. And Commissioner, I've enjoyed having you on the show again recently on Minnesota Military Radio. We took a trip to Washington, D.C. with the Honor Flight, and while we were on that trip, we got some interviews with World War II veterans, and we're going to produce that up into a July 4th special that can be heard on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, at 7 a.m. that Sunday. But on that trip, we came across a poem from Arlington, and I want to share that with you on the way out. And Chuck, I know you brought something along that you wanted to read today.
You know, I have a book at home, The Last of the Tin Can Sailors.
Josh, that's the wrong poem, so let's save that for later. This is Minnesota Military Radio, our special Memorial Day broadcast, brought to you in part by Federal Premium.
Broadcasting on AM 1130, 103.5 FM, 100.3 HD2, and worldwide on iHeartRadio. This is the Twin Cities News Talk Station, KTLK AM, Minneapolis.